Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Thank you. Welcome, Brij Mahamaya.
Welcome to you also. Yes. And to all of them also.
Just as we just heard this song playing, Touch the Light, Baba says to us this Man Man Above. What, I mean, I've heard the translation to English in that as like, be mine with your mind. So how do we actually practically...
What is the English translation?
What I've heard, understand myself, is be mine with your mind.
I see.
And Baba says, Man Man Above.
Right. First of all, I must express my good fortune to be able to meet so many Baba's sweet double foreigners. My sister said, I have left my home from Shantivan and come here. And David Bhai has left his home from art department and come here. How about all of them? They have left their home far, far away and come here. So whose weight is this side? Ours or theirs?
Which is?
Which one weighs more? Their coming or our coming? Right. Right.
But which home?
So let them congratulate.
Which home? Huh? We've come from Soul World now. We've all come from Soul World. Paramdham?
No, that was long back.
Okay, long back.
Think of going, not of coming.
Okay.
That was long, long, long ago. It could not be longer than that. Mm. Okay.
Acha.
Yes. So do you want me to touch the light or touch the current of the light?
I think both.
Light?
Yes.
Okay. Can light be touched? It's my question to you rather than you asking me. Can light be touched?
I think it can be touched, yeah.
By what? By what organ or what instrument? Supposing this is light, physical light, and you want to touch it, will it serve any purpose? Okay, forget. All right, sir.
Well, you'd certainly experience a current if it was on.
Right. Baba says there is one thing called light, but the other one is more important, the next one, that is might, the current behind the light. Okay, so we have all come here to what? Increase our wattage. The voltage will follow. Okay. So, what was your question?
The question was, firstly, understanding Man Man Above. What does this in your experience, what does that transcribe to when we say Man Man Above, or Baba says Man Man Above? How do you apply that?
Baba says, what is the highest stage? The highest stage is to have questions or no questions.
Huh? No question.
No question. So the question does not arise. When the question does not arise, answer cannot be there. But anyhow, this Man Mana Bhav is really, if we really follow that, then I cannot say I, you cannot say you, we cannot say we. Because if you give your mind to Baba, which means all your thoughts to Baba, which is the starting point of everything. Everyone knows that everything is born where? Anything is born where? Where it is born?
Huh? It's born in our mind.
In the mind.
Yeah.
So therefore, if we really, really, totally, forever become Manmanabhav, then we should be here or somewhere else. You see, all of us give our mind. Then what remains to be given? Okay? So Madhyaji Bhav gets merged into Manmanabhav. So Baba says that before becoming Baba's adopted child, we were someone else's adopted child, and that is known as whose adopted child we were before becoming Baba's adopted children. Before getting this mantra, Maha Mantra, whose children we were? Huh? Rajini Bhani is saying Ravan. Okay. So, children of a ten-headed, non-existing entity. Okay. So, we were that. So, where was our mind? Before that. With Ravan. And where is Ravan represented? Where is Ravan lives? What is the abode of Ravan? Again the mind. Where does Ravan live? Ravan lives in the mind, in the form of, you know, in the form of the five. Right. So Ravan lives in the mind. Lived, of course. But Ravan is very much alive. So, then we became adopted children of Baba. Now when any child becomes adopted child, naturally the child of a poor person becomes adopted child of a rich person. It is never other way around. Okay? So we were all bankrupt. This word bankrupt is coming in Murli these days. So we were all bankrupt rather than bankers. So therefore, we were in that miserable poor state. So when we became Baba children, so right at the time of birth, in India they call it Janam Gutti. What is the English of Janam Gutti, Rajini Bhan? जन्म के वक्त जो घुट्टी पिलाई जाती है बच्चे को पिलाते हैं अच्छा एनी हाउ द फर्स्ट डोज दैट द बेबी गेट्स आफ्टर इट इज बॉर्न सो मनमना भाव इज इन अदर वर्ड्स अवर जन्म घुट्टी द वन एंड द ओनली all applicable mantra for the rest of our Brahmin life. So it means where Ravan lived, we have to replace it by memory of Baba, remembrance, love for remembrance of Baba. So this is the meaning of Manmanabhav. So we are born, but Ravan has been living in our mind for how long? How long? See. So anybody who is living for so long, even illegally, has a right, preemptory right to be there. So we have to make that one evict. Achha. So there will be naturally a spiritual sort of, you can understand, huh? That is happening. So how much we are able to evict, and evict for good. Sometime we feel Ravana has disappeared. I have no anger. I have no ego. I have no lust. I'm okay. Because Ravana hides very quickly. It's very subtle. Unless and until a situation comes, I will not know I have anger. That is the difference between Baba's Karma Yogi children and those who leave their normal life and become Hatha Yogis. So they are sitting all the time thinking, let me get rid of anger, no anger, no anger, no anger, no anger. They are so much fed up with anger, so they feel now they have no anger. Like that, for every vice. But when the first opportunity arises, they fail. Because it is a two-way. The opponent is there, and I am here. So it is not that I learn to do clay pigeon shooting, for example. I keep a clay pigeon and I start practicing shooting, shooting, shooting. And one day I become best marksman. Okay, I feel I am the best shooter. But in the practical situation, the other side is not clay pigeons. So what happens? That the enemy is coming far away, and I am equipped with all types of what Baba says, shaktis, all type of powers, or all type of weapons and armaments. So what happens? So I am having all the weapons, and the enemy Ravan, in one form or the other, maybe lust, maybe anger, anything, ego, greed. So I see Ravan is coming. So I take out a pistol and start shooting. The enemy is far away. The pistol's range is very little. So I am wasting my shots. And the enemy is approaching fast and fast. Then I feel this pistol is not working. I take out a cannon and fire. Oh, sorry. Then what happens? The cannon goes beyond and the enemy comes closer, because I do not know what is the range and what fire I should use, arm I should. So I fail. And the enemy catches me from here. So therefore Baba says, Manmana Bhav, in practical means, let us take easily the Amrit Vela time. Okay? Baba says, Amrit Vela is the best test of your highest stage. Because there, the day has begun. We know the significance of Amrit Vela. Baba has spared special time for us, Amrit Vela. And we all get up at Amrit Vela. Then what we do? So, the first thing is, we try to connect as quickly as possible or dial the number. We all know what happens. When we try to connect and dial the number, some get the number easily. Others spend all our time in trying to connect and the Amrit Vela is over. So, what happened then? The Amrit Vela is over and we are trying to connect. Then there are other children who start remembering Baba. Oh Baba, I am here. Please help me to connect with you. Huh? After all, you have come for children only. And children is your world, and children's world is you. So we start praising Baba, telling Baba's points to Baba, that Baba, please help me to connect. Okay? Trying to be Manmanabhav. Then Baba says, there are others also. They start taking, fighting. Okay. Bring out one power, the other power, the other power, and feel, why I am not connecting after all? Let me use power of concentration. Oh. Let me use love, and so on. Then what happens? Baba says, even then the connection doesn't get established. Why? Because the previous day, were we Manmanabhav all the time, or there was carelessness, laziness, and all other diversions, distractions. Achha. There is another variety also. The children do not know the difference between yoga and sleep. Okay? So they will sit, and after a few minutes, they will be gone. And they will think this is the best feeder stage or stage of silence. So confusing it with the Atna. And then there are others who try to dial, connect, but they connect elsewhere. They, instead of connecting with Baba, they connect elsewhere. And as it happens in this world also, some people dial a wrong number. And the other side says, you disconnect, he says, you disconnect. Nobody is disconnecting. So like that it goes on. So, time is gone. So Baba says, who were the ones who got the connection quickly? In fact, Baba says, in their case, the question of connecting even does not arise. They were already connected. You see? They are already connected, and all rights are reserved for those children. Because just to say, just think, that Amrit Vela starts and such hour. What was my situation before that? It means I was not connected. At this particular hour, I have to attempt a connection. Is it really Manmanabhav? No. And also, the Amrit Vela is over. In any of the situations I have mentioned. Then, with that, the connection is over. This is, Baba says, Manmanabhav means constantly, whatever the situation, our mind is with Baba. Now you say practical application. I have described practical application Amrit Vela. But come to the rest of the day. In all situations, there are two words. One is karma, the other is yoga. Okay? They all understand karma and yoga? Karma and yoga. So, are we in yoga while performing karma? This we have to test. So if we even give attention, pay attention, that I have to be in yoga while performing karma. Even Brahma Baba said, there are so many Murlis, I start my meals in remembrance, but later I forget. Brahma Baba is telling Baba those days when Baba was, although Baba was the chariot of Shiv Baba, still making effort. So this is the main thing, how to solve it. That we are in yoga while we are performing karma. This is the question. If anyone has any experience or want to share, let us see. Karma yogi means, the word itself means, I am manmana bhav and performing actions. But in the practical situation, what happens? Am I able to remain in not that powerful yoga which was Amrit Vela, but at least in state of yoga and performing karma, or somewhere I get involved into karma, say you are making a painting. Okay. We are all yogis, so we start, Baba, I am going to start a new painting. Some artist say, please help me. Okay, even in painting, forget. So, later on, in the mid of it, what is my state? So this is the Madhya Jiva. Even the doctors say that if you have to test blood or urine, you have to have midstream. Because beginning and end are not met, that is the real state. The Madhya Jiva means, what is our stage in the mid of the situations? So let us ask. And how to overcome that we will discuss.
Question again? Yeah, so how to keep that state in the middle of whilst doing the action?
Have to keep. It means we are not keeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I have seen double foreigners, not Bharatvasis, when they have to make a cultural performance in some costume, they sit behind the stage, meditate. Then they perform. Again they sit behind the stage so that particular cultural performance does not influence their mind. Bharatvasis, even you make a small child as Krishna on Janamashtami, after the performance is over, that child, small child also feels I am Krishna and he doesn't want to leave the costume and moves about as Krishna. So much is the attachment with that one. So that way, everyone of us tries, say, you have to go to back to your country. The first thing what we do, we go to Baba's room. Baba, my journey should be safe. I am remembering you. So that I arrive in my city, okay. But is it manmana bhav? That is the question. And what to do in these situations? So what they are doing, let us serve two or three samples.
So anyone would like to share, how do you do manmana bhav?
How do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, how you do, right? It is interactive or it is monologue?
Actually, this is their silence day today.
Silence day?
Yeah. But,
so let us observe silence and be with it, done with it. Even in silence you can speak.
Yeah.
In state of silence.
Yes.
That is real silence. Not dead silence. Dynamic silence.
Yeah.
Yes. Huh? Traffic control. It means you are driving in the midst of traffic and they start doing traffic control. Traffic control helps us to achieve that state, no doubt.
So isn't it when we're in a state of silence, like the mind's very still. I mean, for my experience sometimes, of course, with the arts, with painting or music, a lot of the experience is actually being in silence, and I guess the feeling is just like being an instrument. There's no, it seems when the action's done, there's not a feeling of that I've done something. You're just as an instrument. So then, of course, when any reaction or someone may say something or whatever, there's no fluctuation of the internal stage because the feeling that if Baba's doing and you're the instrument, then...
So David Bhai has got a lot of experience with musical instruments. Okay. Sure. Yes.
Yes, a lot of...
So you mean to say I become an instrument, right? Mm-hmm. Very good. And not bring I into it. So possibly I can be closer to that. You know, there is something called orchestra. Okay? So supposing I am a flute and you are a drum and we are to live in this world, do action. So that also, it involves that also. That everything should be in rhythm. So how to achieve that? I am instrument, but I am flute. I can only do my flute work. You are a drum. All right, we are to be in practical life. So how will we orchestralize that? Something is needed so that it naturally gets orchestralized, which means within the Brahman family being harmonious. Amen. That raises another question. But before that big question, let us have the individual question. How to do that? Now, first I will explain my view. Then I will give you an example which everyone can easily follow. Because we don't want to make things difficult. Question means bringing out something difficult, out of normal, and then trying to subside it. That is why question mark has a full stop below it. The sign of question mark has a full stop below it. Which means, when the question is solved, what remains is full stop. I told you in the beginning, the best thing is to have the full stop, not raise the question. But we raise the question for clarification and then come to the stage of full stop. So as they are in silence, silence is said to be the climax of speech. There is a statement, silence is the climax of speech. In silence, we speak so much which we cannot speak through words. That is why Baba says Mansa Seva. Mansa Seva is also a part of Manmana Bhav. Those who speak, they cannot do Mansa Seva. Okay? But coming to the point, you know, there is something called gravity. Gravity. We all know. Gravity means, even if you throw something up with your maximum force, what will happen? Gravity will it pull it down. Okay? So we have two components. One is the body, which is made of physical elements, always arising out of elements and always connected with gravity. You can't take a bit of any of your physical body's part in the subtle region. If you have to become subtle, go to your subtle region, angelic. I have got high blood pressure. But can I take my high blood pressure to angelic region? Can I take it? You may have any problem. You may have ego. But you cannot take it to your angelic region. Because all these things are connected with the physical body. So Baba's first lesson to us is what? Soul conscious. The soul inside is not actually in its true form, in Manmanava form, attracted by gravity. But when in the body, like a parrot in the pigeon, parrot can fly, but if it is in the cage, it cannot fly. So we are all in the cage. That is the problem. Manmanabhava means free from the cage. So we have that power to be free from the cage. Baba has said in Murlis, even the scientists, when they have to send something to another planet, first thing is to get out of the range of gravity. Then it doesn't have pull of the gravity. The pull of the other planet will pull it without petrol. Okay? So if this formula we follow, I have worked in a factory, fertilizer factory. So what they used to do, they will have the fertilizer in bags. They have to put it in railway wagons. So the laborers will not lift it and put it in the railway wagons. They will take it up. And from there, they will put in the rail, because then it is coming down is easy, and this requires labor. So therefore, what I am trying to say is, if we first think of our soul stage, then come into action, rather than coming into action and then trying to be soul conscious, it makes a lot of difference. So Baba says, every day, come from Paramdham, that I am a soul, I am coming down. And then perform your action knowing that I belong there. Every day exercise. That may help. But that also will fail because I am carrying a key for something and I forget where the key is. Then the key is useless. So this is a big problem. We all, when we are awakened, awakening with Brahma Kumaris, we are awakened. At that time we are very conscious. We listen to the Murli or any class. But then, awakening with the Brahma Kumaris or awakening of the Brahma Kumaris, first of the Brahma Kumari itself should be awakened before I awaken others. So therefore, now after this discussion, just to do some brainstorming, what is the practical example before us who were easily Manmana Bhava and Madhyaji Bhava all the time? Because if you keep that example, so easy. Follow the footsteps. Now, perhaps you have not seen Brahma Bhava and Mateshwari in body form. But at least you have read or heard about them. All of you have read or heard about Brahma, Baba and Mother in the physical form and in the running this yajna. Okay. Now, what was their state? Did they have to make any effort to be Manmana Bhav? At Amrit Vela, did they come? And they thought of connecting? Or after Amrit Vela, did they think that now that connection is in the back and we are to work? No. So, first thing is, father and mother, they also pass through all types of situations which we are passing through. And Brahma Baba told that no situation, no problem, no obstacle is sent to children before I, in the forefront, it crosses me. After I have overcome it. Only then I send to the children, because they can also overcome. If I cannot overcome, how they can? Now, we found they were performing their role, and not the same role. I have been with them for, I think, 17 years. The last day and the first day, lot of difference. But they were so sure, what in Hindi they say, nischit. Rajni Ben, nischit ko kya kehte hain? Certain. Nischit or nischint? Nischint ko kya kehte hain? Huh? Okay. So they were so certain, as I am certain about this shirt, it is here. So they were so certain all the time that, keeping all the knowledge, everything in mind, this that is called 100% certainty. So certain, and then so worryless. Because worrylessness arises from certainty. If I am not so certain, then I am bound to have worry and fear following the worry. So if you see today's world, there is not a soul which does not have fear and worry, excepting the BKs. But BKs also have to see, am I so certain and so worryless as my father and mother? So they were performing their role, as you said, as pure instruments, and not that I am a mere instrument with full responsibility. Sometime I feel I am an instrument, so I do my best and leave the rest to Baba. So because Baba is supposed to do the work of creation, Baba says, no, I can do it so easily, Shri Baba, but it is not to be, because the fruit of the action has to go to the children. So I am at the backbone, and I guide and help the children in all their efforts towards creation, not wrong side efforts. So therefore, if you see father and mother, all the time they knew, we also know intellectually, that drama, we are repeating the drama. We are just repeating the drama. Okay? It is nothing is new for us. So no question of uncertainty, no question of fear, no question of worry. As sure as, normally they say as sure as death. But here is every scene we have repeated. How many times? Huh? So many. Innumerable times, you cannot count. So when a soul is just repeating, they are father and mother, they are very certain that we are just repeating our role. If we also start repeating our role only, thinking all the time, I am repeating my role, so will there be any uncertainty? What has to happen will happen, what has not to happen will not happen, as sure. So that has to be practically lived. One part of it is this. They behaved naturally. Situations also came. But did they ever even have a single thought, what will happen? How it will happen? No. There were days when even there was no money for cooking for the evening. So that it is written in the history. And still Baba is so sure that food will be cooked in the evening, and some money order will come in the day. So like that, and many tests were taken. One day, Shri Baba declared that for the whole week, everybody will eat buttermilk and some roti. Whether they are patients, whether they have got 104 temperature, no matter. And it passed nicely. So what does it show? That Baba wanted to tell the children that what we call nischay. Nischay in Baba. So nischay in Baba ki kya English hogi? Faith. Okay, full faith. Faithful. So they were performing their roles with nischay in Baba. Now let us see. Are we performing our role 100% all the time with nischay in Baba? Which means to say, as per Baba Srimad, or in between, we think this mind is mine. Why not this way or this way? Okay? It means I am getting Srimad, which requires no further thinking. Still, I am testing that Srimad with my own thought. If it is okay, as per my thought, then Srimad is welcome. If I have some question, then I will say, I will try. Supposing Baba says, children, you need not sit all the time in meditation. Go enjoy life, see Niagara Falls, go here, there. Only you have to remember Baba. This Srimad everybody will welcome, because it is so appealing. So if Baba says otherwise, no children, you should not waste any moment of your time in any superfluous thing. Now that Srimad, it is also Srimad, then I will try. So we are trying to be Manmana Bhav up to now. And they became Manmana Bhav and they are there. So therefore, in practical life, one thing that nothing new for me, and other thing also that whatever I am performing, I am making my future fortune. I have to repeat. This is a ticklish point. Some children say they take the one part easily. They accept, yes. Everything is repeating as per drama. But when you tell them, you can change your drama. How can I change my drama when it is fixed? So this again requires clarification to be able to remain Manamana Bhav and become Madhyaji Bhav. Because it has two links, the past, the future, and in between we are. So now see, there is a point that you can change your drama. How many of you agree with this? How many of you, Rajni Ben, how many of these brothers and sisters agree that they can change their drama? Of course you cannot change what has happened. But now and onwards, can you change your drama?
But isn't it we only think we can change the drama? We only think we can change
No, really. Practically, definitely. Not thinking.
Different to last.
Of course it starts with thinking.
Yeah.
If you think it is not impossible to change the drama, over. Now, Baba says, there are two things. One is drama, which applies to the past. And one is our Pursharath, which applies to the future. In a car, there is the brake and the accelerator. Can you run the car with the brake? No. It will work with the accelerator only. So if I start thinking that my accelerator is predestined. I will accelerate only whatever was in the drama. So it makes wrong grammar, wrong English. Many times you ask a BK, tomorrow Dadi is coming to the class. Will you definitely come? So others, some say, yes, I will come. Others say, I will come if it will be in the drama. Then what? So you can understand their intent. Na? Many times you invite someone, he says, yes, I will try my best, which means something is doubt. Okay? So therefore, now see, it is Amrit Vela. And, you know, all the laziness, all the tiredness comes only in Amrit Vela. After 1 hour Amrit Vela, you are very normal. But at that time, you feel all your bones have been broken, and you are so tired, then the mind says, why you go to Amrit Vela? You are not going to have yoga. Why disturb others? Why give the vibration of laziness? So be here, especially lying, and do Amrit Vela. After all, mind has to do Amrit Vela. And after 5 minutes you will find, gone. And when the Amrit Vela is over, again they will be awake that time. Because Baba says that Maya punishes the children. Maya is Baba's one agent who keeps watch all the time. CID. All the time. And watches what the child is doing. And if there is something goes wrong, it takes the revenge in the morning. That is why it connects with itself. And you try to disconnect, the time will be over. So even if you don't go to Amrit Vela, you will find after Amrit Vela, you will be very active, all sleep gone, everything. But during Amrit Vela, oh, troublesome. Okay. Now what I want to say. Supposing this is the situation at Amrit Vela, and the soul is thinking, I should not go. Why? Because whole day is left. If I go now, and then my whole day's activity will also be spoiled. So it is better I don't go. I have to travel, and so many things. And you are ready, almost ready, not to go. Okay. At that point, supposing this point of Baba comes to your mind, that drama repeats. Whatever you are doing now is going to be there forever. And suddenly, you are definitely going to sleep or do Amrit Vela in the bed. But suddenly, you think, drama is going to repeat and I am sleeping. This is not one time. This is going to be repeated all the time. And then you think, a big cobra has entered my room and under my bed. So, what happens? You say, let me go to Amrit Vela. You shed your laziness. Now, have you not changed your drama? Have you not? The very thought that drama repeats can make you sure and fearless about what is happening. Because I have repeated it. It gives you power, nothing new. Otherwise, every new problem comes, you say, oh, I never had this one. I had so many problems, but this one is much bigger. It is just like a student going through the studies. He has passed the 8th standard with some books and teaching. 8th standard. And whether passed 1st class, 2nd class, doesn't matter, but passed. Once you have passed the 8th standard, whether 1st class or 3rd class, you cannot appear that 8th standard exam again. You need not. Okay, that's done. Now, if a student in the 9th class thinks that I can pass the ninth class with the books of eighth class. Is it possible? Possible? No. With the books of eighth class, you may have come first in the eighth class. But can you pass the ninth class exam with the study of eighth class? Yes or no?
No.
So it means that the paper that will come in the ninth class will be different from the eighth class. So if I am getting new problems, it means I am progressing, I am going to the next class, and I should have a study of that class to be able to qualify. Even if I had passed third class in eighth, I have every chance and opportunity to pass first class in the ninth. So therefore, if we keep it in mind that we cannot be static. Any BK who thinks my study is over now, I am complete, will make this mistake. So we have, even Dadi ji is completing her studies. And therefore, it works both ways. Drama repeats, helps us to be certain and sure. Okay, no worries, no doubts. And drama repeats also helps us to progress in future. Has it come home to them? Please ask.
Was that clear? Yeah, so actually I remember you're saying that. I remember Baba said one time, if there was something new in drama, then you would have something to worry about. If yes. There was something new.
Yes.
But there's nothing new.
So our slogan is nothing new. The other slogan is do it now. Say, Baba says, will you be able to change in 1 month? Baba very politely asked. The children feel very happy. I have got 1 month's time. Yes, Baba. Baba understands. How much time do you require? Baba, 3 months. Baba says, no. It has to be now.
Yeah. So now, okay.
If you take tea, which is 2 days old, will it work?
So now Baba's not coming as we've had in the past.
Not coming.
What is some of the, is it we have to become more, even more subtle and in that space of silence to get those tips or directions from Baba?
First of all, your question, more subtle, is not clear to me. Subtle means subtle.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have to stay in the subtlety. Yeah.
The thing is, Baba came for what purpose? That Baba should come down or we should go up? What was the purpose of Baba's coming on earth? That Baba should come and stay here from Paramdham or we should go to Paramdham? Okay? And how much teaching, study, sustenance Baba gave in physical form? That I am coming, this place doesn't belong to me. This doesn't belong to you also. All the double foreigners are here. Do you think that you will be in Madhuban all the time, as you are now? Or you have already a plan that after so many days I will go? Can any double foreigner think, even their visa and passport, that they will be staying in Madhuban all the time? No. So, they very well know that they have to go back. So, we had forgotten that somebody loses his passport or visa, gets worried, because how will I go back? So, therefore, Baba, year after year, year after year, year after year, gave us this knowledge, made us to practice. So, knowledge everyone has got. But the next thing is powerful. I know I have to go there, but I require the boost and the push. There we become number wise. So therefore, we have to be there. So Baba wanted us that we should, when Baba comes, practice that Baba has also come, we have also to go. But instead of that, we starting when even Baba is in the body, has come, what we do? Our mind start asking questions or making promises. Baba, last time I had promised that I will leave my anger. I have not been able to do, but now I am promising, by next time when you come, I will leave my anger. This is going on in my mind. And I am looking at Baba and trying to connect. So Baba says, when I came, gave you drishti, even then you were engaged. Your phone was engaged elsewhere. Because most important thing is, in Manmana Bhava or Madhyaji Bhava, to do the right thing, okay. Nobody is intending to do wrong thing. At the right time, at the right place, in a right way. So that is Satyuga. Here, one of the ingredients misses. So we are meeting Baba, and we are thinking, Baba, why I am having waste thoughts? Please help me to get rid of waste thoughts. I really want to get rid of waste thoughts. So unless I am Manmana Bhava in practical life, and I have got thoughts of uncertainty, doubt, fear and worry, can the two things live together in my mind, that I am both uncertain and certain? Is it possible? A ghost and a deity, can they live together? No. So either will live. Then who is living? If I am having waste thoughts, or thoughts which are need not arise at that time. When children are in meditation, they start thinking gyan points. Baba says, you should do this. When we are in Murli, we are thinking yoga is the best. Baba says silence is the best. So the timing changes. So why it is Kaljuga? Here, things are there. Everything is there. But either the timing is wrong, or the place is wrong, or the method of doing is wrong. But in golden age, everything perfect. Eyes will see. But eyes will see only what is to be seen, and for as long as it is to be seen, not more, not less. Ears will listen, even to your music. Only what is to be listened, as much to be listened, not more or less. Here, you hold a cultural program, and now Dadi says it is 9 PM, let us stop it, because Amrit Vela, you have to wake up. What will we say? Do you want to stop it? Or do you want to go on for half an hour? So yes, Baba, we want half an hour, we will get up at Amrit Vela. So it means we have got engaged, involved and interested in that. So last word is, there is the seat of Benji Sakhi Panki, kya English hoti Sakhi? The seat, we have to be on the throne of detachment. Absolute detachment, good detached, bad detached, indifferent detached. Mama and Baba, they always were loving, but all the time detached. They had no attachment at all, with good or because lotus. So today's Murli also Baba has said the same thing, that you have not to be, there will be this, that, finding people doing wrong things, right thing, but you have to be detached like Baba. Om Shanti.
Anyone would like, has a question they'd like to ask on this? Yes? Come.
Om Shanti. My name is Rajkumar Arya. I am from Vienna, Austria. Actually, Brijmohan Bhai, I treat him as my guru. I am always a fan of his lectures. But I would like to say,
is it to be fan? Is it detachment or what?
It is a detachment.
Okay.
It is detachment. I don't want to keep you in my lap. So it is detachment.
Thank God I did not know my fan. So I have been detached up to now. Okay.
So just some things.
Yes.
As Brahma Baba was telling, that I forget Shri Baba while eating, even when Shri Baba is in me. So my question is, did he overcome this problem or not? Number one.
One at a time.
Okay. Should I carry on?
No, one at a time.
Okay, then start.
Brother has raised a very important question and about the Brahma Baba himself. So, brother has said, Brahma Baba said in the Murlis, has said many times, that I will start my eating in remembrance, but after some time I will forget. Okay? And also brother has added, although Shiv Baba was all the time within Brahma Baba. This I want to correct. Brahma Baba has said that there is a horse or a bull and a rider. Will the rider be riding the horse all the time, day and night, 24/7, or only when he needs to ride? So Baba has always said that Shiv Baba was not in me all the time, only when Shri Baba had to come and give Gyan or to awaken any particular soul, Baba will come. That is number one. Number one. Please talk on this. Is it okay?
Yes, because I just wanted to quote the same thing as you told before about this eating and forgetting. I also don't mean that Shri Baba was always...
Okay, but you had said, yes. All right. Number two.
Number two. As far as
To encourage. No, my answer. To encourage, to keep the children in hope and giving them some leverage for forgetting. Brahma Baba used to say many things. So, Baba used to say that Baba knows that children will forget. So, giving his own example, Baba said, don't worry children. I also forget. So that the children don't get disheartened. And they are in the body and in life. Number one. Number two, many times Baba has said, even if Brahma Baba commits a wrong, don't worry. Shri Baba will take care of it. Always accept what Brahma Baba has said to be Shiv Baba's word, because Shiv, do you think that Brahma Baba would give such advice which will go wrong and will require correction by Shiv Baba? No. Only Brahma Baba was so sure that what I say will be right and Shiv Baba will, there will be no need, but children can definitely take. Shri Baba is almighty, all-knowledgeful. Brahma Baba is like us. Maybe Brahma Baba has given me advice which my mind says it is not easy for me to follow. So there are many things. A teacher or a father also. When father sustains the child is very little. Father has to bow down to the child level. And like that, Brahma Baba, we have seen, a very royal person comes, a very simple person comes. How Baba dealt with them, Baba has to be at their level. An ordinary mother from a village of India comes to Brahma Baba, and in her sari, a little bit she is tying one pulse, some little rice, a little tin of ghee, pure butter, for Baba for yajna. How Baba will love that child, we have seen. So therefore, Baba has to be come to our, because electricity also, if it is high voltage, you have to bring it down so that your bulb is not burst. So like that. So we should not take Brahma Baba's statements like this, that Brahma Baba actually forgot. No, he taught us to encourage us.
Thank you for clearance. You are so great. I cannot compete with you in any way. And the second thing
It means you still have something. Never mind. Achha.
Second thing, I wanted to share my own experience about Manmanabhav. As the brother told that if you are going to fly, then you say, Baba, that I am going, take me safe and this and all that. In such cases, I just make my way that I accompany him or I make him accompany me. In any work, whatever I do, whatever, even by for health or for reading, or if I'm going to fly, then I tell Shri Baba, come on, Bhavdada, let's go together. This way, I keep him always. I try to keep him always with me.
Okay.
That's my point I wanted to share.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else like to ask a question? All in silence.
Huh?
They're all in silence, still. Ask one.
One exception.
Okay.
Om Shanti Pada. Brother, at start, you said that we can touch the light or not. It is about the light or the current. So, can you please clarify about the thing about the light and the current?
These were just examples. We are supposed to, as in today's Murli Baba said, when I say be patient, Baba says it doesn't apply to the body, it applies to the mind, because the soul has the mind and mind has to be patient. So when we say touch the light, it means our program. So that when we do service of other souls, we have not to see their bodies, but we have to touch the soul, which is a form of light. Okay, Haji.